Siding Unlimited, named the best window installers, not just here, but in the whole USA. Get the best. Siding Unlimited, 5-time winner as America's best window installer. For windows you call Siding Unlimited, first and directly, SidingUnlimited.com.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Time for our weekly wellness check with Dr. Ben Weston, Chief Health Policy Advisor for Milwaukee County. Associate Professor of Emergency Medicine at the Medical College of Wisconsin. We say Happy New Year to Dr. Weston.
Happy New Year.
Let's talk about New Year's, Dr. Weston, right? This sort of rite of passage to go out, have some fun, stay out late, past midnight, ring in the new year. It's a time-honored tradition. Though some have different plans tonight, maybe a little more Netflix or Stranger Things related. Plenty of options, but we know people are going to be out. Why is it that New Year's Day is considered one of the most dangerous, especially for drunk driving?
Yeah, it's not really what we want to think about, of course, on a holiday, but New Year's Eve is one of the deadliest days for driving all year. You can see the details on our Milwaukee County Motor Vehicle Collision Dashboard. It's publicly available online, but crashes really spike late at night tonight into the early morning of New Year's Day, and not surprisingly, are related typically to too much alcohol, combined with just generally feeling tired and less alert. So a higher risk time to drive and a time to be aware.
So right now, then, is the time to start thinking, okay, if you're going to go out, what are some ways you can stay safe, especially with all the alcohol that historically has been involved with this holiday?
Yeah, I mean, the most important thing is if you're going to drink alcohol, you got to plan ahead for a sober ride home. Now, this could be a designated driver, a rideshare app, or Milwaukee County buses. They're once again offering free rides 8 p.m. On New Year's Eve through 4 a.m. on New Year's Day. You can plan your route online or through the app, but you want to make sure your friends have a sober ride too. If someone's been drinking, they plan to drive, give them some options. Offer them a ride home if you're sober, or provide them with a place to stay perhaps.
Yeah, once
a few other things, eat a meal prior to drinking that can slow the absorption of food. You know, sip alcohol rather than chugging it, take time. But really the key is having a safe ride to get yourself back home.
And then maybe launching in on that New Year's resolution. You kind of hinted at it, Dr. Weston, but everybody will be trying to ring in the new year in their own way, of course, and some will take it another step, trying to improve perhaps an aspect of their life with a New Year's resolution. Health-related New Year's resolutions tend to be popular and common.
That's right, yeah. So for many of us, our physical health is really the foundation for everything else in life. It affects how we feel, how long we can do the activities we enjoy, and that's why about 80% of New Year's resolutions are health-related. And especially in younger adults, it's more likely to be fitness-related. So if you're thinking about prioritizing your health this year, maybe with a fitness-related New Year's resolution, you are certainly not alone.
But in terms of health-based resolutions, Dr. Weston, I think they are also, while they're the top ones that people make, they're also one of the top ones that people break for any number of reasons. Why is it so difficult to keep them?
Yeah, I mean, if your resolutions didn't stick last year, you are not alone. About 40% of Americans make New Year's resolutions, but only about 9% actually follow through on them. There's a bunch of reasons why. We give up too easily. We think too big. We kind of expect that we're going to fail, and sometimes we're just not ready. And we have to remember that real behavior change takes time, and it takes mental preparation to get there and really stick and commit to that resolution.
Well, we've seen Dry January to have an uptick in popularity. If you want to sort of marry the first part of our discussion with the most recent here, it remains popular. If someone is considering this for a New Year's resolution, there's got to be some health benefits associated with it, correct?
There's a lot of health benefits. So first of all, your heart is getting healthier. There's study after study that shows that drinking really increases the risk of cardiovascular disease and stroke. This is kind of newer research, but it certainly has been building and is pretty clear. It seems that really just about any decrease in alcohol can add benefit here. Obviously, it's good for your liver that helps to clear toxins and alcohol from your body. You can lose weight. There's a lot of empty calories in alcohol. A beer is 150 calories. A wine is about 120. And then certainly, we've talked about this before, it lowers your risk for several different types of cancer, can improve your sleep, can improve your mental health, lots of different benefits when you cut down your alcohol use.
Milwaukee County Chief Health Policy Advisor Dr. Ben Weston with us on Wisconsin's Midday News. Switching it up now to a story of health that was in the news cycle recently, Dr. Weston, and it involves a Pewaukee native, a lot of people familiar with the name T.J. Watt, defensive linebacker for the Pittsburgh Steelers now at the NFL level, but recently suffering a partially collapsed lung. Caught a lot of people by surprise about how this came about, the dry needling that was involved. So first of all, let's just get right to the basics of it. What is dry needling?
Yeah, so dry needling has become a popular way to treat muscle pain and mobility issues over the past few decades. It's dry because there's no medication, no fluid that's used. It's just a real thin, almost looks like a strand of hair, a real thin needle. Now, it is confused with acupuncture. They are different. So acupuncture focuses on balancing energy. It's a traditional Chinese medicine. Dry needling is more commonly performed by physical therapists, other healthcare providers, for really pain, musculoskeletal pain, mobility, range of motion. You basically put one of these tiny little thin needles into tight or painful muscles, often trigger points or where your muscles kind of knotted up. And the intent is to stimulate that trigger point. And it can restore blood flow, release tension, allow that muscle to relax. It's considered safe, and evidence shows it may reduce pain, at least in the short term.
So I would expect to be maybe a little stiff or sore after something like that, but collapsed lung catches me a bit off guard when you talk about this technique. How did that happen, Dr. Weston?
Yeah, so typically the side effects of dry needling are minor, and they're things like kind of sore, kind of stiff, things like that. But in very rare cases, especially when performed near the upper back and shoulders and chest, the needle can go too deep, and it can puncture the lung, leading to a collapsed lung. It's rare, but it happens. Now, dry needling is very common among NFL players. A lot of them talk about it. And while we don't know the exact details of T.J. Watt's case, it highlights a known but uncommon risk of dry needling around the chest and upper back.
So, but then to your first point, you did say overall the process is largely considered safe. Why is that?
That's right. I mean, everything has risks and has adverse events. But overall, dry needling is safe for most people when done by a properly trained healthcare provider. Now, in a lot of cases, it's been shown to help relieve pain, improve range of motion. Of course, as with anything health-related, any health-related interventions, you want to talk to your healthcare provider about the risks specific to you and what's going to work for any muscle pain that you may have and what's going to be the best treatment.
Always interesting information. How are you celebrating the new year, Dr. Weston?
You know, I think I'm going to get together with some neighbors and have a little bit of a low-key New Year's this season.
It's kind of the order of business in our family, too. A couple of families over, keep it interesting and fun, and we'll have some kids over as well that like to stay up for midnight. They get a kick out of this, and as long as they want to hang out with us, we're down to have New Year's with them.
That's right. It's cold, it's snowy, it's a good time to lay low, I think.
Well, we are grateful for your appearance each and every week, Dr. Weston. We'll look forward to continuing in 2026. Happy New Year to you and your family.
Happy New Year. We'll talk to you next year.
That sounds good. Mm-hmm. Dr. Weston joins us every week here, our weekly wellness check on Wisconsin's Midday News. It's 1:55. Our podcast, the Wisconsin's Midday News podcast, is built by Siding Unlimited. Wherever you get your podcasts, subscribe. There's a resolution for you. More podcasting of WTMJ and Wisconsin's Midday News.
I'm down for that.
Sounds good. Adam, you subscribe during the break.